I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Thank you. Hello. And welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the Old Vic Theatre in the London Borough of Southwark. As long ago as the 12th century, hospitals were established here outside London's city walls to prevent the spread of disease. They gained favour with the Plantagenet kings, and in 1187, Richard the Lionheart became their first transplant patient. Because of a long association with brewing, Southwark is home to the Trading Standards Office, which regulates the size of glasses in pubs. And just this year, they decided London pubs can serve beer in two-thirds of a pint measures. Nice to see it made official at last. Just around the corner from this theatre, there's a blue plaque on the house of Fred Harrison, the father of modern ventriloquism, who died in 1957. This is despite his deathbed wish, "Glees, glees, don't gutta glue glack on my gungalow." But Harrison surely won't be the last to have died here, misunderstood and ignored. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rob Brydon. And here to ensure that each of our panel will hold their own, please welcome our talented scorer, the delightful Samantha. The first round is called the Uxbridge English Dictionary, and it's an educational look at our language. A recent survey revealed that nearly 40% of university students are so ignorant they think Evelyn Waugh wrote for Mills and Boone. She certainly did not. English is a rich and varied language, but there's often confusion between apparently similar terms. For example, a lot of people don't know the difference in meaning between oratorios and operettas. Anyone taking the trouble to look them up will find that oratorios are a form of musical composition sung by a solo voice and chorus, but without stage, costume or scenery, whereas operettas are people who work in telephone exchanges. Meanings are constantly changing, so I'll ask the teams to share any new definitions that they may have spotted recently. So, Tim, can you start us?
Bacchanalian, to bet on a Martian.
Rob?
Dependable, a confident swimmer.
Barry?
Stifling, Scottish dance for pigs.
Graham.
Permit, a glove made of cat fur.
Parental, you never actually own the fruit.
Gastronomy, the study of Michelin stars.
Blistering, someone you enjoy calling on the phone.
Tabby, big church in Yorkshire.
Onomatopoeia, when you don't quite make the toilet bowl.
Mendips, cannibal buffet.
Bigat, what you wear on a big head.
Clamour, mallet for opening clams. Foreskin, gosh, to compel relatives.
Well, the teams are going to sing along to a selection of well-known discs now in the round called Pick Up Song.
Oh.
And this is where... this is where the teams sing along to a selection of records, so it's a bit like karaoke. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of the fad for karaoke in pubs. If I want to see some hopeless drunk ruining an Amy Winehouse song, I'll go to an Amy Winehouse concert. Yesterday, Samantha made her usual trip to the record library to choose the team's discs, where she found the archivists had organised a gambling school. And they suggested Samantha might enjoy either having a game of blackjack or some stud poker. Samantha is back and ready to give the discs a spin. You should each sing along with your record teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a cheesy quaver of the disc, I'll be awarding points, and points mean the directions on a magnetic compass. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is essential formal wear for your mother's cross-dressing brother. It's this beautiful uncle-length ball gown. Well, Barry, you're the start, and I'd like you to accompany Jerry Lee Lewis singing Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much loving drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I left it love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine.
Wow. So you're next, Graham, and I'd like you to accompany Kraftwerk singing The Model.
I'd like to take her home, that's understood. Bow, 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 bow. She plays hard to get, she smiles from time to time. Bow, 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 bow. It only takes a camera to change her mind. Bow, 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 bow. She's going out to nightclubs drinking just champagne.
And she has been checking nearly all the men.
Bow.
Okay, so Tim, I'd like you now to accompany Harry Nilsson singing Without You.
Can we have Harry Nilsson singing Without Tim?
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. It really shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. When I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live. Living is without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live. 'Cause living is without you.
Thank you very much, Tim. You should really try and reach those high notes with your hands above the desk. So finally, you, Rob, please, would you accompany Queen singing Don't Stop Me Now?
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'll turn it inside out. Yeah, I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now.
Dootin, dootin, dootin.
Don't stop me.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. It's too low, I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you, 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 you. Don't stop me.
Such a good time.
Thank you, Rob. It was just like having Freddie in the room with us. Freddie Truman.
To be fair, Jack, it's a very difficult song.
Well, Freddie did it okay, didn't he? That's much trouble with it when
That's
he sang
Freddie
it.
Truman.
Okay, well, the teams are going to give full vent to their acting skills now in a round called Sound Charades. And this took the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, as its inspiration. And that's inspiration as in the expressions daylight inspiration, highway inspiration, and inspiration with violence. The undisputed mime meister of Give Us a Clue was, of course, Lionel Blair. But even he occasionally found himself thrown by the simplest of titles. As Christopher Biggins recalls, Lionel was only too pleased to receive the Dirty Dozen. But getting the sting afterwards soon wiped the smile off his face. So, Tim and Rob, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the plasma display screen. And the mystery voice at home, for listeners. Okay.
The Maltese Falcon. The Maltese Falcon.
It's three words, and it's a film, and it goes very much like this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's you come along Oxford Street. Here we are. Here's a chance to get a bit of money. Here's a chance to get a bit of money.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Sir, you want to have a go at this, sir?
Well, yes, what is it?
Right, give me a fiver, first of all. So give me a fiver.
Right.
There you go. Now, if you can get this right, you can have the fiver back and doubled. All right, here
that
we go. I'm going to take this small spherical chocolate. All right, there it is,
yeah.
Small spherical chocolate, right? Now then, keep a look at it, keep a look at it, right? I'm going to put it down to there, right? If you can see it go down from here, up from there, down to there, okay, you get double the money back, okay? Ready, ready, there we are. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Well, then I'll keep your money. Goodbye.
The end.
Small round chocolate. Malteser.
Yes.
The Malteser Falcon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not as simple as that. No, it was actually
Falk,
very clever.
The Maltese Falcon.
Con. Yes.
Falcon.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
That was fun. Let's try another one. There's a further title now being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and once more as the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Never mind the Buzzcocks. Never mind the Buzzcocks.
It's four words.
Four words. It's a TV programme.
Yes.
It goes like this.
Dougal.
Amy. Amy. You'll have had your tea.
Well... No, in fact, I popped round to borrow an egg.
Oh, it's borrow an egg, is it?
Well, I can let you have it back when I've finished with it.
Oh, very well, very well. Come away to the hen hoose.
They're not battery hens, are they?
No, not anymore. No, No, nowadays I run them off the mains.
Oh. chains. Look at the wee devils. They're lively enough.
Oh, they're sparky.
Oh, well, that's 240 volts for
it
you.
It is, aye.
That cockerel looks full of beans. He's about to crow.
Oh. Aye, there he goes. And there's another one over there about to let rip.
Oh, couldn't stand them making that noise all day.
Ah, forget about them. What about the hens? Your eggs come hard-boiled. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And it's a TV show.
Yes. Yep.
Four words.
Yes.
Cash in the attic.
You'll never know how far away you were.
One of those words is correct.
Ah.
Let's hens, cockerels.
Oh, oh, hen cocks, half hour. Is it?
It should be, but it isn't.
What noise did they make?
Cluck,
cluck.
Cock, cluck.
What noise did they make?
Cluck. Oh, buzz.
The buzz cock.
Have I got news for you? It's never mind the buzzcocks.
Well, best move on. It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent.
Oh, boy.
But first, it's no exaggeration to say that we've received a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. President, what were the chances of someone called Mr. President actually getting that job? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. P.S. Love your butter." Okay, so on with the game, team. And can I say how excited we are to be playing it at the Old Vic, site of the first game of Temperance Mornington Crescent, home to the only extant copy of N.F. Stovold's original rules. To mark the occasion, we'll play according to the Southwark method. It's an open variation, of course, so remember, team, if pairing occurs during positional play after a neutral move, when all the diagonals are quartered, the overboard player must sacrifice fairlop. In order to progress or risk passing at a secondary tangent.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Could you just run over that again for us, Jack?
I have a feeling I'm probably going to have to anyway. And, of course, Tim, it requires you to start by making use of Mortimer's famous opening, please.
Right. Oh. I think I have to with Mortimer Mansion House.
Oxford Circus.
I don't think you've heard of Mortimer's, have you?
Before we move on, Jack, if I deliberately played a secondary tangent, can I bypass Fairlop? I don't say it to embarrass you. If you don't know, just genuinely say
no. No, it's a fair question, Rob, and it deserves a fair answer. If pairing occurs during positional play after a neutral move when all the diagonals are quartered, then yes, you can.
Okay, Hounslow East.
Ooh. Hounslow East, yes.
Ooh. All the diagonals are quartered there.
No, that's quite all right. It's quite in order.
Yeah, but isn't he overboard?
I bypassed Fairlop.
No, he's not. He's not. Because, no.
No, he's in nip then.
No, yeah,
he's gotta be in nip.
He must be in nip.
Come on.
If you would just
listen
for one moment. Tim premiered with Mansion House.
Yep.
Mortimer.
Which obviously takes Rob out of nip.
Yes. But it doesn't apply in an open variation, surely.
It does with Mortimer.
Do you want me to look
it up?
That's the
whole point of Mortimer.
All right, okay, let's
look it up.
I didn't want that to be Charles Ross. We've got the book here, and we'll just have to look it up.
What book is that?
This is the 1938 edition, written by the Spencer twins.
Well, all three of them.
That's been.
Well, what have the Spencer twins got to say on the matter?
Well, they are as I correctly said, it does take Rob out of nip. And so, I mean... so you're questioning the rule book,
in 1937, that might have been all right, but I mean... We play the modern rules here, don't we?
Well, I don't particularly want to have to go all the way down to the vaults to look up in the original Stowe Vault.
I think that's got to be the...
all right, if you really want it that way. Okay, let's do it that way. I'm sorry it's come to this. I'm sorry we've all had to become so petty. As far as I was concerned, it was an enjoyable game until you started questioning the rules.
Yes.
But now I'll go and find out for you. It doesn't say.
Gospel oak.
Oakwood.
Yeah.
Mornings and Crescents.
Yes.
It's music time again now with Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams play duets, combining the soothing glissando of the Swanee whistle with the cheeky chirrup of the kazoo. Once an unlikely pairing, the Swanee whistle and the kazoo now go together as naturally as pick and mix, or both and nostrils. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. You may not realise it, but Colin is worshipped at the piano. Every time he comes on stage, people say, "Oh, God, Colin Sell." Tim and Rob, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Summer Nights to feature Rob Brydon on the kazoo, Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the Dam Busters March to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle.
Thank you.
Very good. But next time, Barry, could you please use the kazoo? Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of parliamentary songbook. Now, as we're doing a round about members of parliament, it would be all too easy to get laughs out of their recent problems. So make a note of that, will you please, teams? One who springs to mind is Tony McNulty, MP. He claims £60,000 in housing expenses despite still living at home with his parents. At the time, he was both employment minister and a very naughty boy. OK, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of songs likely to appeal to MPs and others involved with politics. So you can start us, please, Rob.
Mandy.
Barry.
There's a hole in my blanket.
Tim.
Thoroughly modern Miliband.
Graham.
My funny Heseltine.
You put your Nick Clegg in, your Nick Clegg out.
I want to be NP, but I can't be NP until you be NP too.
On the street where you claim to live.
Treasury, when you lose control and you got no soul, it's Treasury.
Super tally, fake statistics, expenses, sod the voters.
I just don't know what to do with my wealth.
You say UKIP and I say bollocks.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the little Jack Horner of fate pulls out his plums of doom, before the school matron of destiny says cough, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people here at the Old Vic Theatre in London, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.
And Jack D and the teams will be back at the same time next week.